Keeping up with the MRO world. I mean, it's tough, right? Maintenance, repair, and overhaul. Always something new popping up.
It really is. You just get a handle on one thing and then bam, something else comes along.
Totally. And it seems like there's a ton of new tech coming out too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it can be tough to know what's hype and what's really going to change things.
Absolutely. So today, we are diving into a topic that's getting a lot of buzz: robotic process automation, or RPA, as the cool kids call it.
RPA, yeah. And I think it's important to start by saying that it's not what a lot of people think when they first hear that term.
Totally. We're not talking about C-3PO walking around a hangar.
No droids just yet. This is all about software. Software robots that are designed to streamline and automate a lot of those tedious behind-the-scenes processes in MRO.
Okay, so this deep dive is all about the practical side of RPA, how it's being used right now to make real improvements in the MRO world. And we are going to be drawing some great insights from some recent articles in Aviation Maintenance Magazine.
Sounds like a plan. They have some really good stuff in there. I was just reading.
Yeah, and our mission here is to cut through the noise and give you the need-to-know info on how this tech is being implemented and the changes it's driving. Like, what are the concrete benefits? What are the challenges? We want to give you the shortcuts to understanding RPA and MRO.
I like it. Shortcuts. So much to learn and only so much time, right?
Right. So to help us navigate all this, we've got some experts who are right in the thick of it all.
Excellent. Looking forward to hearing what they have to say.
Me too.
Well,
So first things first, let's define what we mean by RPA in the MRO context. When we say RPA, what are we actually talking about?
I think Joel Blumenau from AAR put it really well. He described it as the use of software robots to automate repetitive processes across systems.
Okay, so it's about taking all those routine tasks, especially the ones that involve moving data around between systems, and letting software handle them.
Exactly. Think about things like gathering information from various sources, entering data, all those things that can take up a lot of time and are prone to human error.
And the real beauty of it, at least from my perspective, is that it frees up the human experts to focus on the things that software can't do.
100%. This is all about letting people use their skills and experience for problem solving, relationship building, those high value activities that really make a
So
difference.
it's not about replacing jobs, it's about making those jobs more efficient and impactful.
Exactly. And Saruman Sarvajan from Ramco Systems had a good way of putting it too. He talked about RPA as a workflow tool that's perfect for tasks that are repetitive, routine, and importantly, replicable.
Replicable, meaning they can be broken down into a series of steps that a software bot can follow.
Exactly. And that's where you start to see those operational efficiencies come into play. Like Ramco's own software, Ramco Aviation Software, they're using RPA to streamline their work packaging process, making it much faster and smoother.
Work packaging. That's a critical part of MRO, right? Making sure all the tasks, resources, everything is organized for each job.
Absolutely. It can be super complex. And they're also using RPA to automate the creation of repair orders, too.
Wow, so streamlining things on both ends of the process, that's got to save a ton of time and reduce errors.
It really does. And speaking of reducing errors, John Stone from Ultramain Systems brought up another really important point. He talked about how RPA isn't just about speed, but also about improving data integrity.
Data integrity. So we're talking about making sure the data is accurate, complete, and consistent.
Exactly. And that's essential in aviation. You can't be making decisions based on faulty data. RPA can validate data in real time as it's being entered, which makes a huge difference.
It's like having a built-in quality control system.
Exactly. It also streamlines the whole record-keeping process, makes things flow more smoothly, and that leads to better compliance too. Less manual work means fewer chances for errors.
So it's kind of a win-win all around. More efficiency, better accuracy, and it helps with compliance too. And you said Ultramain is really embracing this, right?
Yeah, they're integrating AI and RPA into their Ultramain software platform.
Wow. So it's not just standalone RPA, it's becoming part of the core MRO software systems.
Exactly. They're using it for everything from record processing to resource allocation, and they even have this live production-ready RPA technology, so it's not just some future concept, it's already working.
Okay, so we've got a good grasp of what RPA is and why it's important for MROs. Now let's get down to brass tacks. How are MROs actually using this technology day to day? Can you give us some real-world examples?
Absolutely. Let's start with procurement. That's a big one, right? Getting the right parts at the right price and on time.
Yeah, procurement is the lifeblood of MRO. Without the parts, nothing moves.
Right. And Dr. Kenneth Lowe from ST Engineering shared some really interesting insights on how they're using RPA in this area.
What are they doing?
Well, think about all the factors that go into procurement decisions. Stock quantities, lead times, prices, all that stuff.
Plus, you have to deal with multiple suppliers, OEMs, all with their own websites and systems.
Exactly. And that's where RPA shines. ST Engineering is using RPA to automate the process of searching and comparing parts listings from all those different sources.
So instead of someone manually going to each website and checking prices and availability.
Exactly. The RPA bots do it automatically, and they gather all that data in a centralized location. This allows the procurement team to compare apples to apples and make much more informed decisions.
That's got to save so much time and also prevent costly mistakes.
It does. And it also gives them a better view of their supply chain. They can track parts that are in transit, see potential delays, all in real time.
So it's not just about cost savings, it's about visibility and control over the entire procurement process.
Exactly. And ST Engineering is also using RPA to tackle another huge time sink in MRO, those massive maintenance task cards.
Oh yeah, those things can be incredibly long and detailed. I remember having to go through those back in the day.
I hear you. Before RPA, technicians would have to spend hours reading those task cards, manually transcribing all the key information into different documents and systems.
Talk about tedious and prone to errors. It's mind-numbing.
It really is. But now they're using RPA to automatically extract the relevant data from those task cards and populate the necessary forms and systems.
So the technicians are freed up to actually do the maintenance work instead of being stuck in data entry hell.
Exactly. And ST Engineering has seen a 90% reduction in the time it takes to process those task cards.
90%. That's incredible. What other areas are they focusing on?
Well, Sarah Vanarajarajan from Ramco talked about another important use case, ingesting client work packages into their ERP system.
Okay, so these are the work orders coming in from the airlines, right?
Right. And often they come in different formats, spreadsheets, PDFs, all sorts of things.
And someone has to manually input all that data into the system before any work can be done.
Exactly. And that can take a lot of time, hours, even days sometimes, just to get that data into the system.
That's a huge bottleneck, especially when you're trying to turn around aircraft quickly.
Right. But with RPA, they can automate that whole process. The bots can extract the key data, verify it against tally sheets, create the parts and tools lists, everything.
Wow. So it's taking care of all those initial steps that used to be such a time suck.
Exactly. And they're seeing lead time reductions of 70 to 80% in this area.
Wow. That's a game changer for sure. What about other applications? Any other examples?
Well, Joel Blumenau at AAR talked about how they're using RPA for a lot of their sales and administrative tasks, too.
Oh, really? So it's not just for the technical side of MRO?
Nope. They're using it for things like responding to part requests, managing email inquiries, all those tasks that can really pile up.
And I imagine those tasks are pretty repetitive and rule-based, which makes them perfect for RPA.
Exactly. They're even using RPA to automatically generate purchase orders and other internal documentation all through their ERP system.
So it's really touching every part of the MRO operation.
It really is. And John Stone from Ultramain mentioned something I thought was really cool. Their Ultramain software actually has built-in RPA management tools.
So their customers can create and manage their own RPA workflows.
Yep. They can modify existing processes, build new ones, all without having to rely on outside developers or consultants.
That's really empowering. It gives MROs a lot of control over their automation journey.
Exactly. John called it a self-sufficient approach, and he emphasized that it allows customers to get up and running with RPA much faster.
And we talked briefly about how RPA is being used for scheduling and resource allocation, too.
Yeah, that's a huge area as well, making sure the right technicians, the right workspaces, the right parts and tools are all available when and where they're needed.
That sounds incredibly complex, especially with the constant changes and adjustments in MRO operations.
It is, but RPA can handle that complexity. It can track all the variables, make adjustments on the fly, and keep everything running smoothly.
So it's like having a super efficient coordinator, constantly optimizing the use of resources.
That's a great way to put it. So we've seen how RPA is being used in a wide range of MRO applications. Now let's shift gears and talk about the benefits. We've already touched on some of them, like speed, accuracy, and compliance. What else can MROs expect to gain from implementing RPA?
Well, as John Stone from Ultramain put it, one of the biggest benefits is the ability to provide better service to their customers.
The airlines, right. Because ultimately, that's who the MROs are serving.
Exactly. Faster turnaround times, fewer errors, more accurate information. It all leads to a better customer experience.
And happy customers mean more business for the MRO.
Exactly. And it's not just the airlines that benefit. The MROs themselves see significant improvements in efficiency, productivity, and even cost savings.
Cost savings, how so?
Well, when you can optimize resource allocation, reduce waste, and eliminate errors, it all adds up to lower costs.
Makes sense. And I imagine there's some softer benefits too, like employee satisfaction.
Oh, definitely. When you free up employees from those tedious tasks, they can focus on more challenging and rewarding work, which leads to higher morale and job satisfaction.
So it's really a win-win for everyone involved.
Yeah.
And what about specific examples of benefits? Can you give us some numbers to really illustrate the impact?
Sure. Saravan Rajarajan from Ramco talked about how RPA can significantly reduce the effort involved in repair order processing. He said they've seen reductions of up to 70%.
70%, that's huge. And what about productivity gains?
Well, he shared an example of one of their customers who implemented an RPA bot to automate purchase order creation. They saw a 60% increase in productivity in their procurement department.
That's a fantastic result. So we're talking about real, measurable improvements here.
Exactly. And these benefits aren't just limited to a few specific areas. We're seeing them across the board in MRO operations.
Okay, so RPA sounds like a pretty amazing solution. But are there any challenges that MROs need to be aware of?
Well, like with any new technology, there are always going to be some bumps in the road. Joel Blumenau from AAR mentioned the challenge of integrating RPA with existing IT systems.
Yeah, MROs often have a lot of different systems, and some of them can be pretty old.
Exactly. And getting those systems to talk to each other seamlessly can be tricky, especially when you're dealing with legacy systems that weren't designed with RPA in mind.
And I imagine data security is a concern too, right? Making sure the bots have access to the right data, but not too much data.
Absolutely. Data governance is a big part of any RPA implementation. You need to have clear protocols and controls in place to ensure that data is being handled securely and responsibly.
What about other challenges? Anything else that MROs should be thinking about?
Well, John Stone from Ultramain talked about the importance of choosing the right processes to automate. Not every process is a good fit for RPA.
So you need to carefully analyze your operations and identify the processes that will benefit the most from automation.
Right. And he also stressed the need for proper oversight and governance. Just because you automate a process doesn't mean you can forget about it.
So you need to make sure the bots are working correctly, the data is accurate, and the process is still meeting your business objectives.
Exactly. And Saravan Rajarajan from Ramco brought up another important point, the human factor.
Meaning the impact on the people who work in MRO.
Right. There can be some fear and resistance to automation, especially if people think their jobs are at risk.
Which is understandable. Change can be scary, especially when it involves technology.
It can be. But Saravanan emphasized the importance of communication and training. MROs need to explain to their employees why they're implementing RPA, how it will benefit them, and what their roles will be in this new environment.
So it's not just about the technology, it's about managing the change and bringing people along on the journey.
Exactly. And Dr. Kenneth Lowe from ST Engineering added that it's also important to get input from the employees who are actually doing the work.
Makes sense. They're the ones who know the processes best and can identify potential problems or areas for improvement.
Right. And when you involve them in the design and implementation of the automation, it helps to build buy-in and ensure that the solution actually meets their needs.
So it's really a collaborative effort. Technology, people, and processes all working together.
Exactly. Now let's look ahead. What's next for RPA and MRO? What does the future hold?
What are you hearing from the experts? What are the trends they're seeing?
Well, John Stone from Ultramain is really excited about the future of RPA. He sees it becoming even more powerful and user-friendly.
In what ways?
Well, for starters, he thinks the tools for creating and managing RPA workflows will become much more intuitive, more drag and drop, less coding.
So it'll be easier for people without a technical background to build and manage automations.
Exactly. And he also sees RPA becoming more deeply integrated with other MRO systems like inventory management, compliance tracking, even third-party data sources.
So it'll be less about standalone bots and more about a connected ecosystem of automation.
Exactly. And he thinks we'll see more advanced capabilities too, like context-aware processing and automated decision-making.
So the bots will be able to handle more complex situations and make decisions based on real-time data.
Exactly. And he even talked about RPA playing a role in proactive maintenance, using data analysis to predict potential problems and schedule preventative tasks before they become major issues.
Wow, so it's moving from reactive to proactive. That's a big shift.
It really is. And Dr. Kenneth Lowe from ST Engineering had some interesting thoughts about the future, too. He thinks we might eventually see RPA being combined with the generative AI or even being superseded by more advanced AI technologies.
So AI could become the brains behind the automation, making even more sophisticated decisions and handling even more complex tasks.
Exactly. And Saravanan Rajajan from Ramco echoed that sentiment. He envisions future MRO workflows where RPA, OCR, machine learning, and AI all work together seamlessly.
Wow, that's a really exciting vision of the future. But he also had a word of caution, right? About not blindly trusting automation.
He did. He stressed the importance of finding the right balance between human expertise and automation. It's not about replacing people, it's about augmenting their capabilities.
And that's a message that resonates throughout all of these conversations. It's about finding the right balance, the right partnership between humans and machines.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, it's about using technology to improve the safety, efficiency, and reliability of aircraft maintenance.
Well said. So to sum it all up, it seems like RPA is a game changer for the MRO industry. It's not about robots taking over. It's about software making those complex processes faster, more accurate, and more efficient.
And it's not just a future concept. It's happening right now.
Yeah.
MROs are seeing real benefits from RPA today.
And for our listeners who are trying to stay ahead of the curve in this rapidly evolving industry, understanding RPA is essential.
Absolutely. This technology is already shaping the future of MRO, and it's only going to become more important in the years to come.
And as you consider all the possibilities, here's a final thought to ponder. As RPA and AI continue to evolve, what new skills and roles will be needed in the MRO workforce?
That's a great question. What will the ideal human-machine partnership look like in the future of MRO?
It's something to think about. The future is coming, and it's powered by automation.
I'm ready for it, and a little bit nervous, if I'm being honest.
Me too. But I'm mostly excited. I think there are some incredible opportunities ahead for the MRO industry and for the people who work in it.
I agree. It's going to be an interesting ride, that's for sure.
Buckle up, everybody.
Let's do it.
All right, that's it for this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.